जाया तुम जा दिया रे जय राधा माधव जय तुंजा दया रे जय गोपजन बाला जय गिरिवन दारे जय गिरिवन दारे जय जसोरनंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जमुना तीर बन चारे जय तुंगे आ Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitya Gaura Hari Bo. Nitya Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitya Gaura Hari Bo. Jai Nityananda Vishnu Vishnu Papa Namsa Paravikachaya Asatari Sri Shiman Vaichar Naravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityananda Vishnu Vishnu Papa Namsa Paravikachaya Asatari Sri Sri Shiman Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Sad Goswami Babu Ki Namachai Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prabhu Shikaho Shikishate Tanya Bhavuni Chinanda Shri Gadada Sivasati Gaura Bhaktarini Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopana Shyam Kanda Bhadakani Gita Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Ki Jai Navagirdhan Ki Nu Raman Reti Ki Gangamai Ki Bhakadevi Ki Vrindevi Ki Tosmarani Ki Anantikota Vaisarindi Ki Antarajimad Bhagatam ki, Samavita Bhakta Vindi ki, Gaura Premanandi Hariva, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Hariva. Jai Namam Snivadaya Krishna Snaya Bhutale, Shimhaka Varan Swami Kamane, Namaste Saraswati Devan Gaura Vani Vichwani. Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshitarana. Jai Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasamato jayamudire shunvatam sakata krishna punya shravanakirtanaha hridyantasto badrani viranuti sritsatam nasta preshu badreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki krishne svadama pakate dhamagyanadibhi saha Kalonistat Vishamisha Prana Ko Dinoditaha Omagyan Tamarindasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramitam Yunitasma Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Offer my respectful obeisances and my spiritual master. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So today we're reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Verse 18. Narto balir ayam arukam aparasocham. Apashika dhritavato virudapi patyam. Yovai patishutam rite na chakir sharanya. Atmana manga manasa haraye bhimene. Nardo balir ayam arukam apadasocham. Apashika jitavato vivudadipatyam. Yo vai pati shutam rite na chakir shad anyad. Atmana manga manasa haraye bhimene. Narto balir ayam arukam apadasocham. Apashika jutavato virudadipatyam. Apashika jutavato Nyovai Patishutam Ritena Chakir Charanya. Atmanam Mangamanasa Haraye Bhimene. And devotees. Jai, word for word. Please repeat after me. Na, never. Artaha, of any value in comparison with. Mbale, of strength. Ayam, this. Arukama padasocham, the water washed from the feet of the personality of Godhead. Apaha, water. Shika Dhritavataha, of one who has kept it on his head. Vibhuda Adipatyam, supremacy over the kingdom of the demigods. Nya, one who. Va, certainly. Pratishutam, what was duly promised. Ratena, besides that. Chikirshat, tried for. Anyat, anything else. Atmanam, even his personal body. Anga, O Narada. Manasa, within his mind. Hare, unto the Supreme Lord. Abhimene, dedicated. Translation, please repeat. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water, washed from the lotus feet of the Lord, did not think of anything besides his promise. In spite of being forbidden by his spiritual master, the king dedicated his own personal body to fulfill the measurement of the Lord's third step. For such a personality, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water washed from the lotus feet of the Lord, did not think of anything besides his promise, in spite of being forbidden by his spiritual master. The king dedicated his own personal body to fulfill the measurement of the Lord's third step. For such a personality, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Bali Maharaj, by gaining the transcendental favor of the Lord in exchange for his great material sacrifice, was able to have a place in Vaikuntha Loka with equal or greater facilities of eternal enjoyment. Therefore, he was not at all the loser by sacrificing the kingdom of heaven, which he had possessed by his material strength. In other words, when the Lord snatches away one's hard-earned material possessions and favors one with his personal transcendental service for eternal life, bliss, and knowledge, such taking away by the Lord should be considered a special favor upon such a pure devotee. Material possessions, however, alluring they may be, cannot be permanent possessions. Therefore, one has to voluntarily give up such possessions, or one has to leave such possessions at the time of quitting his material body. The same man knows that all material possessions are temporary, and that the best use of such possessions is to engage them in the service of the Lord, so that the Lord may be pleased with him and award him a permanent place in his Param Dham. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.5-6, the Param Padam of the Lord is described as follows. Nirmana Mahijita Sangadosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivrittikamaha. And one who possesses more in this material world in the shape of houses, land, children, society, friendship, and wealth, possesses these things only for the time being. One cannot possess all this illusory paraphernalia created by Maya permanently. Such a possessor is more illusion in the matter of his self-realization. Therefore, one should possess less or nothing, so that one may be free from artificial prestige. We are contaminated in the material world by association with the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the more one spiritually advances by devotional service to the Lord in exchange for his temporary possessions, the more one is freed from the attachment of material illusion. To achieve this stage of life, one must be firmly convinced about spiritual existence and its permanent effects. To know exactly the permanency of spiritual existence, one must voluntarily practice possessing less, or only the minimum, to maintain one's material existence without difficulty. One should not create artificial needs. That will help one be satisfied with the minimum. Artificial needs of life are activities of the senses. The modern advancement of civilization is based on these activities of the senses. Or in other words, it is a civilization of sense gratification. Perfect civilization is the civilization of Atma, or the soul proper. The civilized man of sense gratification is on an equal level with animals, because animals cannot go beyond the activities of the senses. Above the senses is the mind. The civilization of mental speculation is also not the perfect stage of life, because above the mind is the intelligence. And the Bhagavad Gita gives us information of the intellectual civilization. The Vedic literatures give different directions for the human civilization, including the civilization of the senses, of the mind, of the intelligence, and of the soul proper. The Bhagavad Gita primarily deals with the intelligence of man, leading one to the progressive path of civilization of the spirit soul. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the complete human civilization of dealing with the subject matter of the soul proper. As soon as a man is raised to the status of the civilization of the soul, he is fit to be promoted to the kingdom of God, which is described in Bhagavad Gita as per the above verses. The primary information of the kingdom of God informs us that there is no need of sun, moon, or electricity, which are all necessary in this material world of darkness. And the secondary information of the kingdom of God explains that anyone able to reach that kingdom by adoption of the civilization of the soul proper, or in other words, by the method of bhakti yoga, attains the highest perfection of life. One is then situated in the permanent existence of the soul with full knowledge of transcendental loving service for the Lord. Bali Maharaj accepted this civilization of the soul in exchange for his great material possessions and thus became fit for promotion to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, which he achieved by dint of his material power, was considered most insignificant in comparison with the kingdom of God. Those who have attained the comforts of a material civilization made for sense gratification should try to attain the kingdom of God by following in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj, who exchanged his acquired material strength, adopting the process of bhakti yoga as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Loaded with information. And we'll go over it little by little here. So we're reading here, of course, about Bali Maharaj. And as you know, by his Vamanadev, Trivikram, as he's called, he has his three steps. So the first step is for the planet Earth. Why planet Earth? Why was that the first step? Because in the analysis of how the universe is set up, there's a geocentric, which is where the Earth is the center, like in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and there's heliocentric, like it's understood in the Surya Siddhanta. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a commentary on Surya Siddhanta, and it's available in print from Dhanavira Maharaj in Kansas City. And the second step, of course, covered all the planetary systems, when going all the way up. So this is all the way to Satyaloka, Prabhupada describes. And then the third step, of course, is that then Vamanadeva pierced the shell of the universe to let in the celestial Ganges water as it came in. Now, when Lord Brahma, when he wanted to go visit Krishna, Vishnu, the doorkeeper said, which Brahma are you? And he said, well, I'm the four-headed Brahma. He goes, no, which universe? I'm in the universe where Vamanadeva pierced the shell of the universe and the Ganges came in. Oh, okay, and then come in. So the thing is that this is considered to be the smallest universe. Brahma originally had one head, and then when he gave birth, when he manifested Saraswati, then he began looking around, and then he got five heads. And then because Brahma was looking at his daughter, therefore is that Shiva snipped off the fifth head. So then he became Chaturmukha Brahma. And in this way, it's not very interesting that the Vamanadeva appears. Vamana also means dwarf. So here it is, Vamanadeva appeared within the smallest universe. But he did a wonderful thing. He put a hole in the universe and let in the wonderful Ganges, which purifies all spirit souls within this world. And also, of course, is that the Das Avatar Stotram has the wonderful verse, Chalaya se vikramane balema bhuta vamana paranaka nira janita jana pavana keshava dritta vamana rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf brahmana, O wonderful dwarf, By your massive steps, you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water that is emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all beings within this world. So Vamanadeva not only took away the wealth of Bali Maharaj, he also very wonderfully gave the benediction that the Ganges River would come and benedict all jivas within this universe. So in that way, Vamana, whenever an incarnation of the Lord comes, he has many different purposes to serve. And what's wonderful is that we wouldn't know anything about any of these incarnations if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Prabhupada ki jai. Now, it's also mentioned that this Pada Naka Nirajanita Janapavana, the nails that of the toe of his foot, has pierced the universe. And also, when Vamanadeva first appeared, he first came into the assembly, the sacrificial arena, as a dwarf, but then he expanded himself into a universal form. Then he shrunk back down after he had served his purpose of expanding his feet, because where was he supposed to put the third step? So Bali Maharaj, who was very wonderful, he said, put it on my head. That was a supreme benediction from the Lord. And then also is that we're reading here as well about the suffering, the waves of suffering that people have when they get too many material attachments. Just like in the Bhagavatam 2.16, it says, Etavan sankha yoga abhyam swadharma paranishtaya janmalabha parapumsham ante narayana smriti. That the highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice or mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead when? At the end of life. So that is what's important. Otherwise, you know, we have to, like Prabhupada said, we have to fly our own airplane. And we're all coming to that stage now, especially us Prabhupada disciples who are old dinosaurs. We have to fly our own airplane. So it's becoming real intense with us, very much realistic, because we know at any moment we can, as they say, kick the bucket. You see sometimes on license plates of cars, it'll say, one who has the most toys at the end wins. You know, this is total ignorance. Because is that all these things are taken away at the time of death. I'm not able to hang on to these things. Now also it's mentioned here is that we saw the verses from Bhagavad Gita about the Parampadam. Okay. So the Parampadam, this is very important because the Parampadam, the place, the abode of the Lord, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Tada Pashanti Savyo Divi Vachakuratam Tad Vibraso Vipanyava Jagamsa Salindade Vishnuyat Paramam Padam. So this wonderful abode of Vishnu is where the great souls are seeing this Vaikuntha planet. And it's actually becoming, purifies them very much so. And then also we have in Gita 10:12, we also have there, oh yeah, Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shasvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. So there he's saying that, Lord, you are the supreme abode. You are the purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. So you're the supreme abode, Param Padam. And this is very important because the Lord is very wonderful where he actually gives us this opportunity to actually go to a superior place. Not like Mayavadi philosophy, which is simply giving you a false sense of security and saying that, I'm going to go to the white light, to the Brahman. Of course, is that there's three aspects of the Lord, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabite. And of course, so one who realizes the Supreme Brahman, he's realizing just a partial aspect, but actually the devotee has the most wonderful concept because he understands the Super Soul and Krishna or Vishnu. So he understands all three stages. Compared to where the Mayavadi only accepts the first stage. So this is part of the benediction that the devotee actually gets, is that he's actually going somewhere which he can actually stay there forever. So
Then also, see, the demons themselves, they don't know what's to be done and what's not. It says, the demons do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done. Neither proper behavior, nor truth, nor cleanliness is found in them. See, is that this is the way of the demons, that they don't even understand proper cleanliness. Now, of course, Bali Maharaj, how did he get his power? He got his power from the Brahmanas and Bhrigu's line. He got power from them. Bali Maharaj was so intelligent that he knew how to please the Brahmanas. And by pleasing the Brahmanas, which is usually what the devas do and the devotees do, but here it is on the demoniac side, they said, is that we're going to please the Brahmanas. But there are Brahmanas in the line of Bhrigu, which is the opposite side of the devatas. So in this way, they got the supreme benediction, and then they kept elevating Bali Maharaj, because he wasn't offending the Brahmanas. You see, this goes on back and forth. Sometimes, when Brihaspati came to visit Indra, Indra did not even get up to recognize him, didn't even give any praise. You know, Pratishtha, you know, he had so much self-worth, thinking that he was so wonderful. And then, but then Brihaspati just left. He didn't make any noise. He didn't say, I'm going to curse you. He just walked away. And so he left. So then the demons understood, because they're always watching. When can I get in? This is how subtle demons are and how gross demons are. When can I get my entrance in? So in this way, they said, look, Indra, he displeased his spiritual master. Now we can get him. Now we can invade them. Now we can charge after them. Of course, the same has also happened to the demons as well. But here you have it that Bali Maharaj actually... see, Sukracharya, when Vamanadeva came to visit, he was very worried about, he goes, this must be Vishnu. What's he up to? What's he going to do? He was in total anxiety because he knew he's going to go against my own ego. He's going to go against my plans. So this is how the demons are always calculating, is that how are my plans going to be disturbed by anyone who's better than them or higher than them? Now also in the modes of material nature, it says the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to the association with material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst the various species. So that's what's going on now. You have it that Bali is that he was able, by pleasing the Brahmanas, he was able to elevate himself more and more. He was enjoying the modes. He was enjoying the modes so much. And then this way, I try to comprehend is that we're situated on one planet here, and we're thinking that this planet is so important. But here it is, Bali Maharaj actually, he was thinking big. He was thinking universal. You know, the whole universe, this is what I'm going for, with the help of my Brahmanas. You see, and all the demons were behind the Brahmanas. Yeah, let's go get them. Let's conquer this universe. And in this way, they said, they followed the rules and regulations of pleasing the Brahmanas. And then Bali was elevated again and again and again and again. And so, of course, then when things get so out of hand, who has to come? Of course, then you have Vishnu has to come. So Vamanadeva came. He was actually a cheater. Transcendental cheater. So in this way, he actually came in a way that was very hard to comprehend. Because he came as a little boy and everybody said, oh, well, he's a great purified soul. Let's recognize him. But then immediately Sukracharya, who's always watching, he said, oh, I know who this is. This is Vishnu. So, also it's going on here where we have it that it's mentioned about the civilization of the Atma. Prabhupada mentions the civilization of the Atma here. And it's mentioned that on the verse 214 within the Bhagavatam, 2.1.4, persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to fallible soldiers like the children, body, wife, etc. Although sufficiently experienced, still they did not see their inevitable destruction. You see, just like now, I'm in Vanaprastha, I'm older now. But then all of a sudden I'm thinking like, now my path is clear. And then all of a sudden now, my daughter and son-in-law, they have a wonderful baby. So then all of a sudden I'm going, Hare Krishna. What usually happens? The father wants to love the son or love the daughter. And so I'm thinking like, I was getting out. And all of a sudden this opportunity comes in. So I have to weigh this with my spiritual consciousness along with material attachments. Of course, I have a duty too to try to direct the child in the right direction, bringing him to the temple, having him offer obeisance to Prabhupada when he gets bigger. But at the same time, if I get too attached, then the thing is that I'm hampering my own spiritual advancement. So it's very tricky. You have to be very careful. And also what's mentioned here about the mana retena. You see, the chariot of the mind. This can be very mana retena sati dhavato bahi, driven by his own mental speculation. So this is part of the chariot of the mind, just like the five senses. You've seen the picture in the Gita, where they have the horses, and each horse in the front had one of the senses, the nose, the ears, the tongue, all the way, all five. And so in this way, if the driver of the chariot does not control by the reins of his intelligence, these horses, they're going to get out of control and take him downhill. Because the thing is that senses are always active. They're always trying to burst out. And you have to control them, pull them in. And so in this way, this is the only way that one can actually make sufficient advancement. Actually, it's mentioned in 5.18.12 in the Bhagavatam. 5.18.12. Yes. It's mentioned. Mana retena sati dhavato bahi. This is the translation is all the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculation and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So Bhagavatam, this is why Bhagavatam is the Parama Samhita, the Sutra Samhita, because it's giving them topmost knowledge for getting out of this material world. At the same time, what are these materialists doing? The reason they don't have good qualities is because, like it's mentioned in Bhagavatam 2.3.19, men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, the deliverer from evil. Gadagaja, where is it? Gadagaja, the deliverer from evil. Okay? And then also 2.3.20, one who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like those of snakes and tongues like the frogs. Of course, in Florida here, you're blessed with so many frogs. When it just rained the other day, I was doing my walk for exercise, trying to stay in shape as I get old. And in one of the drains where the water was down there, you could hear all the frogs, hundreds of them, going out, calling out, attracting death. Yes, so also Prabhupada quotes this nice verse about trying to enjoy sense gratification in this material world. Nunam pramata kurite vikarma yat indriya pritya apranoti. That one who considers sense gratification as the aim of life, and he actually takes up material, he becomes mad and takes up material living and commits all kinds of sinful activities. All kinds of sinful activities. So then also is that in this way, when one tries to enjoy one's senses, of course, it's a dead-end street. It's just like this whole material world is a rigged game. We try to enjoy this material world, but in the same way is that it's rigged in such a way that you'll lose. You'll always lose. When the devotee sees the loss coming, then he says, okay, Krishna, this is your benediction, or this is due to my past karma, and then I just accept it. But a karmi, they freak out. If they've lost something, they just go on killing sprees. If they feel too depressed, they're losing in that way, or they actually just commit suicide, such at an amazing rate, because they're not focusing. See, anyone who's not engaged in spiritual life from A to Z, if they're not focusing on attaining higher consciousness, of course, for the devotee, we're going for the highest. But in this way, is that they're just engaged in a lost, a rigged game. And it's a very sad situation because they don't see a future. They don't see like an uphill climb. They're simply seeing that it's everything is just, you know, broken glass everywhere. And it's very painful for them. Also, in Bhagavad Gita, it's mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita 16.13, idam adya maya labdham imam prapsye manaritam. Thus far, I have acquired so much money and land. Now I have to add more and more. In this way, I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? Prabhupada says these are all demoniac conceptions. And also Bali Maharaj. Now, how is it that Bali Maharaj was so fortunate? Bali Maharaj was so fortunate because we're going to read here later on that he actually got Kripa Siddhi from the Lord. Kripa Siddha. He was actually a Kripa Siddhi, you know, devotee. So he got so much benedicted on him by Lord Vamana. Of course, is that also he's one of the 12 Mahajans. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Palar Janaka Bhishma Balir Vyasaki Vayam. Balir Vyasaki Vayam. So Balir, of course, that's Bali Maharaj, and Vyasaki, we all know Vyasaki Das, but who is he a servant of? He's a servant of Vyasaki, who's Sukadev Goswami. So in this way, it's mentioned here that this is from Bhagavatam 8.20.3 purport. So those who have attained the perfection of pure devotional service, such examples, our devotees, are called Yajnapatnis. Bali Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami are Yajnapatnis. In other words, when the Lord came in, there was a sacrifice going on. That's not a sideshow. That was the center point. And when Vamanadeva came in, immediately Bali says, oh, this is a Brahmana. He said, I have to satisfy. He said, whatever you want, ask for whatever you want, and I will give it. Because part of the sacrifice, if a great personality comes in, what does he have to do? He has to give something to the Brahmanas, because they are the head of society, especially back then. So in this way, he said, I'll give. So in that way, the Lord said, aha, he's giving up. He said, he has no idea how much I'm going to ask for. So in this way, Vamanadeva tricked him. But then, who became the greatest benefactor? Bali Maharaj. So I'll read on here. It says, the Yajnapatnis were the wives of ordinary Brahmanas engaged in fruitive activities. Although the Brahmanas were very learned and advanced in Vedic knowledge, they could not achieve the mercy of Krishna Balaram. Whereas their wives achieved complete perfection in devotional service despite their being women. Similarly, Varochani, Bali Maharaj, received the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. And by Prahlad Maharaj's mercy, he also received the mercy of Lord Vishnu, who appeared before him as a brahmachari beggar. So Prahlad was giving that benediction to Bali. Come on, Bali, wake up, wake up. You know, even though Bali was attached, he'd still get instructions from Prahlad Maharaj. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a Kripa Siddha because of the special mercy of both Guru and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms this favor. Guru Krishna Pasare Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. C.C. Madhya 19.151. Bali Maharaj, by the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, got the seed of devotional service. And when that seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of that service, namely love of God. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Of course, is that you have Artha, Dhamma, Karma, Moksha, and then what's above? Prema Pumarto Mahan. The highest is love of Godhead. That's the fifth one, the highest. Immediately upon the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion for the Lord, and because he was purified, the Lord appeared before him. Because of unalloyed love for the Lord, he immediately decided, I shall give this little dwarf Brahmana whatever he asks from me, unquote. This is a sign of love. Thus, Pali Maharaj is understood to be one who achieved the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy. This is why Yamaraj himself said, all the ones that I've listed, including Pali Maharaj and myself, know the real principles of religion. Because there's so many cheating religions, especially in the age of Kali. Dharma Pujita Kaitavata Paramo Namatsaranam Satam, it says in Bhagavatam. Completely giving up all material religions which are materially motivated, cheating religions which are materially motivated. This Bhagavat Puran propounds the highest truth. So it's going on here where Bali is speaking in 8.20.3. says, I am the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. How can I withdraw my promise because of greed for money when I have already said that I shall give this land? How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially towards a Brahmana? Now, of course, Sukracharya, as I said before, he was there and he was observing, as was anxiously wondering whether there was anyone who gave everything in the past, anywhere in the universe. He goes, has anyone ever done this before? Has Bali gone crazy? What's the matter with him? So in this way, Bali Maharaj gave the example of King Shibi and Maharaj Vichi, who gave up their lives for the benefit of the general public. See, the devotees are interested in being selfless. We want to help others. But those who are selfish and materialistic, they want to just, it's all about selfish, about their own self. So this is why devotees, Prabhupada promoted this whole movement in wanting to help everyone else. So this is something that we have to always think about instead of just thinking about ourselves all the time. So, and then also, Bali decided to give the land according to the promise and everlasting celebrated as one of the Mahajans. Balira Vayasakir Vayam. Then Bhagavad Gita 7.20 says, Dattavyam iti yadhanam diyate nupakarane. Deshi kale chapatre cha tadhanam satvikam shritam. That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. Above this charity in goodness is transcendental charity in which everything is sacrificed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Sukracharya was a hereditary seminal guru. Bhagavatam in 8.19.33 mentions he's a smarta brahmana. Okay? This has to be given up. And the real guru is to be accepted. Shri Guru Paramananda Premananda Phalaprada Vajananda Pradanana Sevayamani Ojaya. My dear spiritual master gives the fruit of the highest bliss, the bliss of God, of love of Godhead. Please engage me in the blissful service of Shri Krishna, who bestows bliss upon the land of Vraj. Gadagaja. Ja. So, going on here, also, there were the famous verse from fifth canon. Guru nasaswat swajano nasaswat janani nasaswat pita nasaswat. And daivam natasa napatis natasa namoche adyasa perpetra mityum. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should not become a father, nor should not become a guru, a father, a husband, a wife, or a worshipable demigod. Because otherwise, you know, how can the blind help the blind? So one has to be elevated like this. So also it's mentioned in Bhagavatam 8.19.43. Now, one thing also is that Bali Maharaj's wife, bless her soul, she came out and she said, wait a minute. She said, my husband, of course, is that I see what situation he's in. He's now been bound up by the ropes of Varuna, by Garuda. But he said, is that even now he's actually been arrested and he's lost all his kingdom. He said, still, he's still in ignorance. He said, he's not accepting Vishnu. So in this way is that you have both sides, you know, because a lot of times, you know, sometimes the wife might attack you in front of others and you're going like, I already understand. Okay. But anyway, this is the kind of the humor that goes on. So this is in Bhagavatam 8.19.43. In flattering a woman to bring her under control, in joking, in a marriage ceremony and earning one's livelihood, when one's life is in danger, and protecting cows and Brahminical culture, or in protecting a person from an enemy's hand, falsity is never condemned. So Sukracharya cursed Bali that he would lose all his possessions. So the third offense is disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Of course, that's a real spiritual master, a Vaishnava. And what is the goal? Some say the Haritoshanam, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 1.2.13, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, also, it's very nicely mentioned in Madhurya Kandambini, third shower, last verse. Because the thing is, sometimes we're saying, like, you know, as devotees, everything should just go hunky-dory, right? Everything should just go wonderful all the time. Well, this is what we want. I'm serving Krishna. Everything should be fine. It's not always that way. Just like I had my tragedy here. I'm coming to the temple, and then a car is coming this way, and I'm coming this way, and it's just before the fences start. And then a calf deer comes running out, and he sees the car who's right here, and so he moves quick, but he didn't see me. And so then at the last second, he jumps. It wasn't quick enough. So in that way, I'm in a total anxiety. So when I come to Mangalartik, I pray to Radha, please take her. Please take her. So of course, is that I knew, because boom, 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 boom. I said, no, that poor animal got killed. So this is what we're constantly being reminded of. The stress and the anxiety that we have to go through. Now it says in Madhurya Kandambini, thus the Lord, thinking of the welfare of his devotee, in order to increase his humility towards and loving for the Lord, bestows on him all sorts of suffering as his mercy. This suffering is not the effect of sinful actions in previous lives. Wow. It's like, thanks a lot. Because the thing is that the one that the Lord loves the most, he takes everything away. That's my horror verse. You know, it's like, you know, because like myself, I need a study where I can refer to so many different books and everything, and Prabhupada's books, and you know, to give classes on Zoom and everything, especially during COVID. And so I thought, wow, if the Lord takes everything away, what am I going to do? If he takes all my books away, what am I going to do? So I'm thinking like that. Of course, other devotees will say, oh, no, it's okay. It's that these are things that the Lord gave you, and you know how to utilize them in the Lord's service. But you never know. Vamana, you know how he's tricky. You know, he might do something. So, I also want to share here that, oh, yes. So, So, is that Bali was saying, unless providence is in our favor, we cannot attain victory. Then the demons entered the lower regions as they'd been driven by the soldiers of Vishnu, 8.21.25. Vamana asked Bali to go to the lower planet, Sutala, to show the universe how tolerant he was. Vamana then guarded the planet Sutala as the doorkeeper. One time Ravana came there, and Vamana just said, hey, I'm guarding Sutala, and here, you're not coming in. And he kicks him out. And then also, Vamana is a form of Pradumna. He's a Leela avatar also, as well as a Manvantara. This is he's the seventh Manvantara. And this is mentioned in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, Krishna says in the Gita, of the 12 Adityas, I am Vishnu. That's Vamana. 8.22.31, the Lord continued, because of great tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. He will become king of the heavenly planets during the period of the Manu known as Savarni. And this happened after he got Sutala, the planet Sutala, and the lower planetary systems. Now, it's also mentioned here, 8.23.31. Why is Vamanadeva so important? It says, whenever the activities of Vamanadeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitriloka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. This is Sukadeva speaking. So always include Vamanadeva in any yajna that you do. Because he makes the yajna perfect. Even today, Vamana Dev's appearance day is celebrated all over the world in ISKCON and other Vaishnava societies. But in Mayapur, they do it up big. They'll get a young boy and they dress him like Vamana and they do full puja to him and give him everything. And each year it's a different boy that comes in. So in this way, this is remembering Vamana Dev, how wonderful he was. And also, just closing up here, and in the Lago Bhagavatamritam, which Gopi Puranadhan did a wonderful commentary on, and also it's printed by Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, there in chapter 3, verse 73, it says, Vamana Deva appears three times in a day of Brahma. The day of Brahma is the Sweta Varaha Kalpa. And the first time was during Swayambhuva Manvantara. He went to the sacrifice of the king of the demons called Vashkali. And during the Vaivaswata Manvantara, he went to the sacrifice of Dundu. In the seventh yuga cycle of Vaivaswata Manu, he was born to Aditi and Kashyapa. And the three forms appeared in order to give away the land that they had begged. So, in that way, it's letting us know how Vamana Dev, he appears more than once. And he's very merciful to actually appear to us and give us supreme benediction. Jai Vamana Dev ki jai. Jai. So are there any questions?
Thank you, Prabhu, for expounding so much on Lord Vamana Dev. You mentioned that the Srimad Bhagavatam is also called Paramahamsa Samhita.
Paramahamsa Samhita. I might have said Paramahamsa Samhita.
What does Samhita mean?
Samhita is histories, ancient histories, almost like the Puranas, but it's categorized differently.
Thank you, Prabhu. Just right to end there, you mentioned that Vamana Dev appears three times.
Yes.
So the activities are the same, begging the land and...
It appears to be, but I'm glad you mentioned that. Because remember is that Brahma had to tell that I'm from the universe where Vamana Dev put his foot through the shell of the universe. And I thought, well, does that mean every Vamana Dev does that in every universe? So I'm going to have to go read Krishna book and see what it says, but I was interested. I said, well, that's interesting, because sometimes you hear that Krishna appears, but he appears in one kalpa, one day of Brahma, the original, but he appears in every Kali Yuga. So it's just like, well, what form is that, you know? So the thing is that it's this unlimited variety of incarnation. So it's just like they might act a little bit different, like the Puranas. Okay, the Puranas are written in different kalpas or different days of Brahma. That's why they don't all exactly agree, but generally they agree. So you're right, that's a good question. I want to do more research. It's unlimited research. It keeps expanding and expanding. So if there's no other questions, I want to read today is that about these wonderful personalities whose today is also the disappearance day of Mahesh Pandit. So it says, he who was previously a very munificent coward boy has now appeared as Mahesh Pandit. In ecstatic love, he dances like a madman, as though intoxicated to the beat of a kettle drum. CC Adi 11.32. According to Gaura Gaurides Deepika, Mahesh Pandit was formerly Mahabahushaka in Krishna Leela. He was a companion of Nityananda Prabhu and was present at the Danda Mahotsava held at Panihati. In the Bhattaranakara Taranga 9, it is stated that when Narottam Das Thakur came to visit Kardaha, he had darshan of the lotus feet of Mahesh Pandit. Vrindavan Das Thakur has described him as a param mahant due to the fact that he was very dear to Lord Nityananda Ram. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila 5. Verse 744. Mahesh Pandit's original Sripat was at Ashok Sagar, which merged into the bed of the Ganges, but his worshipful deities of Sri Sri Nittai Gauranga, as well as his Samadhi, were moved to Palpara. There is a railway station there between Simrali and Chakdaha station on the sealed Krishnagar line. His disappearance day is on the 13th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Paush. Okay, so that's now. And then the next one is Uttaran Dutt Thakur's disappearance. Okay. Uttaran Dutt Thakur, the 11th among the 12 coward boys, coward boys key, was an exalted devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda in all respects. In Braj Leela, he was Subahu Saka, Gauragandas Deepaka. After remaining at Kardaha for some days, Nityananda Prabhu and his associates came to Saptagram. Saptagram was the abode of the seven rishis and is known in this world also as Triveni Ghat. Previously, the seven rishis did austerities at this ghat by which they obtained the lotus feet of Govinda. Three goddesses are present at this Triveni Sangam, namely the Janavi on Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati. This most renowned place can destroy the sinful reactions of those who simply see it. Nityananda Prabhu, along with his associates, took bath in great happiness at this very place. The temple of the most fortunate Sri Udharana was located on the banks of that very Triveni Ghat. Quote, with his body, mind, and words free from falsehood, he always worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. He was extremely fortunate as he received the right to serve the eternal form of Nityananda. Birth after birth, Lord Nityananda is the supreme controller, and birth after birth, Uhudaran is his servant. All of the various families of Vaniks, merchants by caste, were purified by the influence of Uttaran Dutt. There's no doubt about it. Nityananda Prabhu descended in this world to deliver the Vaniks. He gave them the right to perform loving devotional service. Nittai Chand personally wandered from door to door throughout Saptagram, chanting the holy names as his pastimes. In reciprocation, all the families worshipped his lotus feet and took shelter there. All the world becomes charmed to see their worship of Lord Krishna. Who can estimate the glories of Lord Nityananda, who delivered these Vaniks, who were originally low class, mean-minded, and foolish? In 100 years, I cannot describe the Sankirtan pastime of Nityananda Rai, which he performed with his associates in Saptagram. The bliss that was previously felt in Nadia during the Lord's pastimes of Sankirtan, there was again felt in equal measure during Prabhu Nityananda Sankirtan pastimes there, Chaitanya Bhagavatam Leela 5. Verse 443 to 461. Uttaran Dutt Thakur's father's name was Srikar Dutt, and his mother's name, Sri Bhadravati. Sri Uttaran Dutt Thakur was the finance minister of the king of the Naihati village. The ruins of the king's palace can still be seen there today. The place where Uttaran Dutt Thakur lived and from which he managed the business of the king even today is known as Uttaranpur. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 11, dot 81. The six-armed deity of Mahaprabhu, Sadbhuj Murti, which was the worshipful deity of Uttaran Dutt Thakur, is still present at Saptagram. To the right of Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu, and to his left is Sri Gadadhar. On another samasana is Sri Sri Radha Govinda, and below a painting, a deity of Sri Uttaran Dutt Thakur. Sri Janava Mata came to Uttaran Dutt's house, and it says, but he was not present on this earth then. His son's name was Srivas Dutt Thakur. Saptagram is the first station after Bundel on the Bundel Bard Daman line. Within the ruins of the king's palace at Bonoripat, there is a grand temple where the deities of Shishi, Nittai Gauranga, and Lord Balaram are still being worshipped. And it says, Uttaran Dutt Thakur's disappearance is on the 13th day of the dark fortnight in the month of Paush. Jai, Nityananda Ram ki jai, Coward Boys ki jai, Vamana Dev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And all glory to Srila Prabhupada ki jai.